are listening to the greatest
Nerdcast, suckers.
When those flappy things on the side of your head
popping, cracking Nerdcast.
They're tuned into the Nerdcast, baby.
It's the Nerdcast.
You now tuned into the Nerdcast.
You gotta love it.
You listen to the Nerdcast, son.
Hey, what's happening? Janar Sutton, Nerdcast, episode 161. And I'm telling you, we're doing the best of 2014. I'm glad you're with us. Super excited. It could be because it's almost the end of the year. I had a great 2014. And I'm picking 10 songs out of the 70 plus songs out of the 17 episodes that I did in 2014. And let me tell you, it was tough. Out of 70 plus songs, I narrowed it down to 10. And let me remind, or let me go ahead and tell you this right now. I enjoyed featuring all the songs on this podcast. So if I didn't get a chance to play you on this one, just, I don't want you to be disappointed. Again, this is my 10 favorite songs that I played in 2014 within the 17 episodes. And last year, I actually posted 59 episodes and played probably around 170 plus songs within those 59 episodes, and only featured 11 songs last year with my buddy Amy Green, which she was supposed to be here tonight, but she's sick. And I'm a little disappointed in her right now because I held back this podcast for her to be here. And because she was sick on Saturday, and I was like, all right, well, since you're sick on Saturday, I'll go ahead and postpone. Sunday came around the corner. No sign of Amy Green. Monday, I was like, all right, well, you're still sick, whatever. Let's do it Tuesday. Tuesday, today, December 30th, 2014, she's out at the mall right now, believe it or not. And she texts me, says, oh, I'm at the mall, but I can't come hang out with you. So anyway, as you can tell, I'm a little butthurt. But it's all good because I am still going to do it to it. And I'm going to play 10 songs out of the 70 plus songs that I've played this year. And let's go ahead and get right to it. Here's a track I played on episode 143 by a San Diego rock band, Brothers Wise. Played a track called Conversations. I was promoting their Soda Bar EP release show. And their EP is called Conversations, and it's still available. So here's the title track right here on the best of 2014, Brothers Wise. Track here, Conversations.
Listen to them, I know. So, anesthesia, yeah.
Conversations by Brothers Wise. Show them some love. Facebook.com/brotherswise or brotherswise.tumblr.com. And I played a song there again called Conversations. It's found right off their EP, the title track, Conversations. I also had them on episode 144. They came on to promote their Soda Bar show and promote their new EP. I'm digging those guys, and I believe the boys are on a breaker at the moment, and we'll be getting back into the music scene early 2015. So be on the lookout. All right, let's keep it moving, because probably the midway point, I want to talk a little bit about some stuff that happened in 2014 and some things that I want to do in 2015 and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and get to the music. Let's keep it going. And these guys are no strangers of the Narcast. Up next, we have the San Diego rock band Grizzly Business with a track here called Civil War. I featured them on episode 145 in support of the upcoming episode, episode 146, which I had them on. Cool guys. These guys are awesome. They're also on like Music Uncut video series, and they're also on Narcoustics. So here's a track here called Civil War by Grizzly Business. Civil War by Grizzly Business. Love that track. They played this song on Narcoustics as well, but I loved it. I just love the studio version of it. They play this song live as well. I want to give them a big shout out for also playing on my very first show that I've ever booked, which was at U31, my Narcast summer kickoff. They played there, and they were like, they opened up for me. Awesome turnout. Big shout out to them. And also Big Al Presents. They helped me get some people there as well. But in a way, if you haven't already, check out the music documentary series called Music Uncut. And I also had them on, like I said earlier, the music series NAR Acoustics. Also featured them on another podcast where we talked a little bit about their music and stuff like that. Awesome interview. So definitely check it out. They're on episode 145. So definitely check out that episode. It was a lot of fun. And I'm also, again, watch the Music Uncut series. We talked about everything from the songwriting process to them being on Tinder. They actually created a MySpace page, not MySpace, but Facebook page for Grizzly Tinder or something like that, just so that they can have a Tinder page just for Grizzly Business. But anyway, they got a lot of stuff in store for us in 2015. I think they're trying to drop a new EP and all that good stuff. But, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about them in 2015. Hopefully, I get a chance to, you know, chat with them, see what they got going on in the works. But anyway, again, that was a song called Civil War by Grizzly Business. Hit them up, facebook.com/blackchicksmusic or grizzlybusiness.bandcamp.com. All right, so let's go ahead and keep it going. Here's another track from the same podcast that I featured Grizzly Business on, which was episode 145. And here's a solid Long Island-based rock band here called the Como Brothers Band. And during the time I featured them, they released a new single called Late Nights, which is one of their supporting singles for their latest album called Baby Steps. So here it is right here, Late Nights by the Como Brothers Band.
I'm so ashamed. The feeling when the light is on, the light is on me. Keep up, try to keep up. Floating down the riverside, you'll drown under.
That was nice. That was Late Nights by Rhode Island Rock Band, the Como Brothers Band, right here on episode 161, the best of 2014. Show them some love by visiting their website, thecomobrothersband.com, and also grab a copy of their latest LP, Baby Steps, which is available on iTunes. So hit them up, thecomobrothersband.com or facebook.com/comobrothersband. All right, let's go from Long Island, New York to San Diego, California. Have a punk band here, the Night Owl Massacre. Played them on episode 147, and three out of the four members came by. We talked about some music. They performed on they performed on my second episode of Narcoustics. And I'm telling you, this band's pretty dope. I'm loving them. I'm digging their music. Love the style. And I discovered them at U31 a while back. They were performing there, just hanging out, chilling. I forgot what band I was supposed to see that night. But anyway, I went through. They hit me up. They were like, yeah, we'll love to feature one of our tracks and on the podcast. So I ended up featuring one of their tracks. Plus, ended up putting them on the podcast. And the band actually played like two of their songs on Narcoustic acoustically for the first time. And I'm telling you, it sounds great. So if you haven't already, go check them out. They're on the Narcoustics, also on episode 147. So here's a track here called Keep On Dancing by the Night Owl Massacre.
Take two to the head.
Damn right, you tell them. Just keep on dancing. Right here on episode 161, the best of 2014. And it was supposed to be me and Amy Green because we did it last year around this same time. But she's feeling under the weather. And I'm going to call that an excuse. So I'm calling her out. But in a way, it's all good. You just heard a song here called Keep On Dancing. And I'm telling you, digging that four-piece band. Right here from San Diego, Kev, Big L's, Ruby, and my man Slicky Rick on the beats, man. I'm telling you. In a way, that was the Night Owl Massacre. Check them out. Nard. The Night Owl Massacre.bandcamp.com. All right, so from punk, let's slow it down to some singer-songwriter, some folky sounds right here. She doesn't even need an introduction. She's been on the podcast several times. And we're talking San Diego singer-songwriter Gail Skidmore. and she stopped by on episode 148 to promote her upcoming show over at the Marrow with Dig the Kid and the Heart-Shaped Heads. She also talked about the writing process, we talked about the local music scene, and she also performed two songs for Gnar Acoustics. And I think both the songs actually came out really, really good. And I had to feature one of the tracks here on this episode. So here is the Gnar Acoustic version of her song that made it on HBO, her track here, Paper Box, by the lovely Gail Skidmore.
The song is called Paper Box. This was recently on HBO's new show Looking on episode 102. So this is from my make-believe album and coloring book. I built myself a paper box to live inside of, and underneath the paper moon I hug my paper dolls. I draw smiles on their faces and I write all their happy thoughts and put them on my walls. And I'm so family, I'm so happy. Everybody loves me. And here inside my paper box, there is no room for angry thoughts. Unhappy tears are out of place upon a paper face. Painted red and taught to move with every kiss I give away, and taught to love this paper room. I'm so happy with my paper family.
You were just listening to Paper Box, the Gnar Acoustics version by the lovely Gail Skidmore. And definitely check out the Gnar Acoustics again. You can find it on YouTube by going to the YouTube channel Gnar Acoustics, or you can hit me up on the gnarcast.com and click on the Gnar Acoustics link. And there you will see Gail Skidmore performing two tracks on Gnar Acoustics. So show her some love and visit her at gailskidmore.com for all her updates, because I'm telling you, she's always up to something. All right, so let's keep it moving. You know I can't do a best of podcast without featuring my favorite San Diego indie pop duo, Dr. Seahorse. And they came on episode 149 to promote their upcoming show. I believe it was at a Hard Rock Hotel. And we also chat a little bit about their new album, which is called Go. And so here, let's check out their supporting single from that sophomore album here called Adore You, right here on episode 161. Dr. Seahorse.
How can I serve you? I serve you better, better. When your hand's in mine, I feel love forever, ever. More of me expressing myself to you. Oh, this is how I feel. Oh, this is how I feel. I show you, I adore you. I show you. different ways of expressing ourselves. And I don't want to be misunderstood. I want you to understand me. And we're coming across clear how I feel. And we're coming across clear how I feel. Had I shown you I adore you. Had I shown you.
That was Adore You, Trevor and Mark, Dr. Seahorse. These dudes are dope, I'm telling you. Check them out live. If you missed that show, don't worry about it, because they're going to be performing here at the beginning of the year. They'll be performing over at the Mero along with San Diego singer-songwriter Tolan Shaw on Friday, January 23rd. They'll also be playing over at Belly Up Tavern with Banding Together on the 31st of January. More details, visit the website, drseahorse.com. All right, so let's show some love to the reggae fans out there. Here's a San Diego reggae rock band called Without Papers. Let's play a track here called Landlord. And let me tell you, this song is really dope. It's a really awesome song with some chill vibes. And it's about a land, you know, it's obviously about the landlord, you know. And like I said back in episode 150, that's when I played this track. At that time, I was really struggling trying to pay rent on time, with which really not much has changed since. But I want to give a big shout out to my landlord, because my landlord, they've been really, really chill this year with letting me be a few days late on rent, or you know, a couple weeks. But no, I'm getting better at it though. I'm getting better. I'm paying rent on time, because I mean, they'll slap you with that $60 fee. And then your rent's like $60 more a month. So they're basically making money on you. But anyway, check this song out. Landlord, right here on the best of 2014. Without Papers.
Knock, knock, knock at my coming for my soul.
Landlord by Without Papers, right here on episode 161 of the NARcast. We're talking best of 2014. Shane, Jared, Rim, and my man J-Styx are the members of this reggae rock band from San Diego called Without Papers. Hit them up, withoutpapersband.com, and tell them you heard them right here on the NARcast. And also, I want to thank everybody for listening in to episode 161. I really appreciate all the listeners and all my followers. I don't say that enough, so I want to continue to say it as much as I can, because I really appreciate all the followers and all the listeners. And I also appreciate all the bands that submit music, and I try to get to all the songs as soon as I can, because you know, the podcast is very time consuming, but I love doing it, so I try to get these in at least once or twice a month. So just keep sending me music, and thenarcast@gmail.com is where you can submit some music. Or you can go to the website, thenarcast.com, and you can also submit through the website as well, I believe. But I know you can email me from the website. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Just want to say thank you for listening and checking the website out and all that good stuff. But all right, let's move on from reggae. Let's go ahead and get to some pop. I got a San Diego pop band here, Ed Ghost Tucker, and they made another appearance. I think I interviewed them last year in 2013. Promoting one of their shows and just some music in general. But now I had them on the show to promote their single Sophia, which is off their new EP called Channels. And they also have a music video for it, so definitely check out the music video for this as well. But so let's hear it right here, Sophia by Ed Ghost Tucker on episode 161.
Yep.
Drown yourself in the sand. Oh, she went down where the river flowed.
Damn, that intro and outro, though. Telling you, solid. Sophia by Echoes Tucker. Again, Sophia's found off their debut EP Channels, which features 6 solid tracks. And it's available on their website, edghosttucker.com. Hit them up, show them some love. Go purchase their whole EP. It's fire. I'm loving it. All right, so let's go ahead and move on from pop to some more singer-songwriter folk-style music here from San Diego. We have a duo who goes by The Lovebirds. I'm going to play a track here called Echo, which is found off their latest album, Break Up Shmake Up. I'm telling you, this track is so beautiful. I'm loving it. So hear it for yourself, Echo by The Lovebirds.
The echo of the past, it lingers in my ear. The rumble of the future, ever near but never here. It's okay to look back. It's okay to look on, like the setting of suns and the breaking of dawns. But space can make you close. Close can make you far. The place you're missing most is right here.
Voices of the past, they speak but don't say much. The fingers of the future reaching out without a touch. It's okay to react. It's okay to stay calm, like the flash of a sun on the horizon. But space can make you close. Close can make you far. The place you're missing most is right here where you are.
A beautiful track by the lovely indie duo The Lovebirds, track called Echo. Again, this song is found off their 3rd studio album, Break Up Shmake Up. Show them some love, thelovebirds.com. I played that single on episode 153, in case you want to go check out that episode. And from what I'm seeing on Facebook, the ladies, they've been pretty busy this year. And they're currently running one of their own campaign for funding their forthcoming album. And the campaign is called Bird Feeder. And they're trying to raise up to $7,000. And you can go check them out at thelovebirds.com/donate if you want to donate to the lovely cause to help them with their forthcoming studio album. So again, check them out at thelovebirds.com and tell them you heard them right here on the NARcast episode 161, the best of 2014. And again, if you're curious, I usually will contact bands and artists if I'm really into the band and or their music, and I'll hit them up. And usually they're really good at coming back and responding, saying, hey, yeah, we'll love to, you know, have you feature one of our songs. And I believe that's exactly what I did with the Lovebirds. I hit them up and I was like, hey, I would love to help support your new album, Break Up, Shmake Up, and, you know, send me over the single. And that's what they did. They hit me up on Facebook, sent me over the track, and played it right there on episode 153. So, again, just check them out. They're going to be busy next year, and I'm looking forward to promoting their upcoming album. All right, so I'm down to my last song as far as the top 10 goes, and I had to add these cats. I mean, there's no podcast or there's no best of if I don't add these cats in there. San Diego three-piece. Now, this is according to their Facebook, all right? So they're a San Diego three-piece moody, psychedelic, post-riot girl noise, and they go by Soft Lions. I also had the pleasure of featuring them on the Music Uncut, and also featured their track here called Earth Energy, which was on episode 156, and it's the title track for their EP Earth Energy, which they released this year as well. And I also featured them on the first episode of Music Uncut, so check that out on the narcast.com. had the pleasure to interview all three members, Megan, John, and Lex. Big shout out to them. Again, I love this band. They also released a music video for their actual supporting single, which is for the album, which is called Soft as Lions. You can also check them out on their website, softlionsmusic.com. But till then, hear this track here, Earth Energy, right here on the best of 2014.
Yep. We'll be right back.
I love that song. Yes! I get so excited when I hear that song. Earth Energy by Soft Lions. Again, they're more like a psychedelic post-riot girl noise band here from San Diego. And this band also has been busy this year too. They made, like I mentioned earlier, they made a music video for their supporting single Soft as Lions, which was also included in San Diego's category for best music video. I think they listed 8 top videos of 2014. So big kudos to Soft Lions. Hit them up, softlionsmusic.com, and you can check out them and also purchase or download their Earth Energy EP that dropped this year. So yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. That was my top 10 for 2014. Again, I posted about 17 episodes, featured about 70 tracks. I picked 10 out of the 70 plus tracks, and I came up with Brothers Wise, played a track called Conversations, also Grizzly Business, Silver War, the Como Brothers Band played a track called Late Nights, and then also played a track by the Night Owl Massacre, Keep On Dancing, the lovely Gail Skidmore, Paperbox and our acoustics version. Then I played Dr. Seahorse, Adore You, Reggae Band Without Papers, Landlord, Pop Band Ed Goes Tucker, played a track, their single here called Sophia off their EP Channels. Then I played the Lovebirds off their third studio album called Break Up Shmake Up, played their single Echo, and then also finished the podcast out with Soft Lions playing their actual title track, Earth Energy. And also, again, hit me up, thenarcast.com, for everything music, food, beer, and entertainment. But before I go, I want to just briefly chat for about a good maybe 2 minutes. I got my cheat sheet here. I know last year I talked a little bit about the things that I wanted to do in 2014, and I feel like I've accomplished a great amount of things that I wanted to do, at least personally and financially and whatever. Like, I got a car, I branded myself at work. You know, I do Music Out This Week segments where I promote all the upcoming albums for that week that are dropping. I also write concert picks. I write a little bit of stuff about music. So I'm branding myself through, you know, the Discover SD or UT San Diego, all that good stuff. And then also I'm writing blogs for Hard Rock Hotel, which is amazing. So I'm getting my name out there, which is great. And plus, I expanded the Narcast. At first, it was just a podcast. Now it's a website. And I got the website built, which I created myself. I built the website using Wix. It looks great. I created some video series. I have Narcoustics, Music Uncut, and Nar's Neighborhood. And I'm about to launch 2 in 2015 with my buddy Connor. He's going to be hosting my extreme sports segment. So I'm going to be providing Southern California with some extreme sports like skateboarding, surf, whatever. So that's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to launch another video series called Behind the Sticks, which is a documentary on San Diego's bartenders. And so my first one's going to be with Tabor Number 10. I'm still working on it. I know I mentioned it several times in other previous podcasts, but I'm gonna get to it. So that's all, everything with branding myself and getting the Narcast out. And then financially, nothing's changed. I'm just I did get a car, so that's a blessing. So I'm moving upward, not downward. So that's always a beauty. Relationships, you know, I've been dating or I've been on dates, and I did the Tinder thing still and the OkCupid or whatever. But finally, luckily, I finally met someone, so I'm off Tinder and OkCupid and stuff. So I'm pretty much off the market now. So, you know, the lovely Emily Guerrier, she's from Wisconsin, and she works here in San Diego. She's been here for a year now, and I couldn't be happier. I'm like very happy that I met her, and she's been a very awesome she's just been a very awesome addition to my life, and that's awesome. And And yeah, we've been dating for about a couple months now, and yeah, like I said, I'm really happy, and she's very supportive, and I really appreciate her. And also, I've gained a lot of work in my work relationships. I've gained a lot of work relationships and stuff like that. Friendships, I should say. And those are great. You know, it's always nice to be able to network and build trust and network, you know, and friendships and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I feel like 2014 had its good and bad moments, but a learning experience for sure, you know, like learning how to shoot video and learning how to write for a magazine, for media publishing magazine or whatever. So that was pretty cool, and got a chance to start booking shows. That was also on my list for 2014. So I've booked 3 shows this year, and next year I'm going to be booking another show in February. I'm trying to figure out who I want to get on there. I was thinking I think Cardboard Truckers committed to playing, and I'm going to look for another band and then probably wrap that up. So that'll be like February 11th over at U31. And yeah, and I've been to a couple good shows this year, and I'm always going to be down to do that, go to more shows in 2015. I want to continue to brand myself. I want to continue to write more and provide content for the Narcast, as well as content at my, you know, jobs and stuff. And that's pretty much it, you know. I don't really have resolutions, you know. I never do that. I just want to continue to, you know, be nice to people. I want to be nice to people. I want to learn to say no, and I want to have a better health. You know, I want to just work on my health. You know, I'm going to sign up for a half marathon. That's going to be happening in March, so I'm going to be signing up for the San Diego Half Marathon, and I want to travel a little bit, you know, like, hopefully this year will open some doors to traveling, and I want to do that as well, and maybe this year will open up an opportunity for other employment. Not that I'm actively seeking it or wanting to leave the current situation, but it'll be nice to see what's out there, you know, like, you know, not necessarily, like I said, you know, maybe there's some part-time work, you know, like I said, I'm working, you know, not working, but I'm kind of doing freelance stuff for Hard Rock Hotel, which is great. It's, you know, building my brand. And not to mention, going back to building my brand, I actually MC'd events. I sponsored events at the fair, which is something I never done with the Narcast and stuff. So even coming in 2015, I'm going to be sponsoring the singer-songwriter, and then I'm going to be actually a judge for Battle of the Bands for 2015's fair events. So that's awesome. And that's pretty much all I want to talk about, because I know I'm running a little late, and I want to play this last track here that didn't make it to the top 10, because this was a song that I didn't even play this year. And before I go, I want to call out Amy Green one more time, and I want to say, usually I let my co-host pick the last song, and so what she thought would be a good song to end with was a song by The Darlings, which they're a cool punk band, you know, and they've been around for almost a decade. And but the thing about it is, she wanted to play it's a cool track, Where Do We Go, which is off one of their, I think their debut full-length album, I believe, The New Escape. But that was like freaking four or five years ago when they released that song, or even that album. So I don't want to end it on a note of another year. So you know what? I'm going to switch it. I'm going to switch it up. So now we're going to play one of the best. You know what? I can argue this. I'm going to play a single from one of the greatest albums that came out in 2014. 2014, there really wasn't that many awesome albums that came out. And I've been checking people's top 10 lists, and I always see the same ones on the list. But there's a few websites that put this one on their top 10, which is one of my top 10 is for sure. and it's FKA Twigs LP1, son. That's one of the greatest albums of 2014. So good. And I'm going to end it on that note. I'm going to end it with the single 2 Weeks, because that song is freaking fire. And I want you to listen, watch the music video too. The music video is so dope. So anyway, I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank all my followers for always tuning in and hanging out with me with the podcast. And I want to give a big shout out to my mom, my family. Big shout out to Emily. Big shout out. I want to thank Emily's family for hooking me up with some Christmas gifts. Really appreciate that. Santa was real good to me this year. And my big fans, big fan number one, Janine, always been so supportive throughout the year. And who else? All the bands. Big shout out to all the bands who've always, you know, just supported me and all that good stuff. I think I'm running out of things that I want to say. So let's just bring in 2015 with a bang, man. Let's make it a good one. Let's make it a positive one. And let's just enter this 2015 with some good vibes, man. And like I said, I'm just going to go in to 2015 with a positive mindset. And I'm just going to bring good vibes to people, you know. I'm going to surround myself with good people. I'm going to keep promoting music. I'm going to promote the local scene, whether it's music, beer, entertainment, whatever, you know. And I'm going to do it to it. So here it is. FKA Twigs. Here's a song here off the LP1 album, one of the greatest albums of 2014. Here's their single, 2 Weeks, right here on episode 161. Thank you guys for listening in. Hit me up, narcast.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook. I'm also on Stitcher Radio. Plus, you can subscribe to iTunes. I'm out. See you when I see you.
Peace!
No, it.